Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You know Dan Abrams? He was on MSNBC a lot. He was NBC News legal analyst, hosted a show on MSNBC. He's with ABC News now, and he has got a book, and we'll talk to Dan Abrams in a few minutes, that purports that women are better than men at almost everything, including being hedge fund managers. So we will find out why Dan Abrams has come to that conclusion coming up in a few minutes. But you hedge fund managers out there, listen up, because did you hear that the giant Swiss bank, UBS, is thinking of moving its North American headquarters back to Manhattan from Stamford, Connecticut? They went to Stamford 15 years ago, and at the time it caused some panic in New York that maybe with better communication technology, it wasn't so important to be physically in Manhattan anymore. And the assumption was, well, gosh, if people can move to the suburbs, if you don't have to commute to Wall Street, and you can still be a success in finance, everybody's going to flee the city. But it turns out that, according to Charles Bagley of the New York Times, who's been reporting this out, the thinking is that their suburban location is becoming a liability because they can't recruit young talent. People in their 20s going into finance don't want to live in Connecticut. They do want to live in Manhattan or nearby Manhattan. So we thought we would open up the phones for a few minutes to begin this hour and invite two groups of people. First of all, if you live in Stamford and if you are of any age and in any line of work or retired or whatever, call up and talk about the pros and cons of living in Stamford. Does this make sense to you? Or do you hear this and you think, what? People would prefer to work in Manhattan? So what do you think about the pros and cons of living in Stamford or around Stamford, commuting to Stamford? Maybe you can live in, you know, Bridgeport with the mountain lions or whatever. You saw that story, right? They after long rumors of a mountain lion wandering around western Connecticut, somebody actually crashed into one in a car over the weekend, and then that mountain lion was killed. 212-433-WNYC, but they think there's no native population. They think it must have escaped from something. 212-433-WNYC. And if you're a stockbroker, if you're a young person in finance of any kind, if you're in your 20s and you're working in finance or want to work in finance, you too also give us a call and tell us, where would you rather live? The Stamford area or the New York City more immediate area? 212-433-WNYC. Anybody from Stamford, welcome to call in right now on the pros and cons of living in your city. 212-433-9692 from Stamford. 212-433-9692. Or if you're a young person looking to work in finance, is working in Stamford a deterrent? Would you rather live and work in the city? What are the trade-offs for you? How good would the offer have to be for you to want to work in Stamford? Would you rather work for UBS in Stamford or one of their competitors on Wall Street? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I'll throw this in, too, when we take some of your calls. Does it matter anymore where you are? This is what this is about in part, right? If finance has become disconnected from the trading floor, if you don't actually have to be on the floor, I know people who work in the commodities industry, and some of them are thrilled that they don't have to be in that chaotic pit anymore. Others of them miss it, and they think, God, this is boring. I'm just, you know, this isolated worker at my cubicle now, at my terminal. So, you know, does the trading floor matter anymore? Does proximity to other companies on Wall Street matter? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Sean in Bergen County starts us off on this. Hi, Sean.
Hi. I worked actually in Stanford for almost a year. I made a commute from Grand Central up to Stanford to the train station, took a shuttle bus to one of those huge office buildings that's isolated, no restaurants, no nothing. I decided I would buy a car because the train was always late. The traffic was horrendous. It got to the point that I actually quit the job. It was not worth it. And I mean, I made over six figures, and it was not worth the trip at all. It's a miserable, desolate place. There's no soul. They knocked the downtown down to remove, I guess, whatever little bit of urban blight they had, and built these awful, awful buildings that are not connected to the street, no restaurants, nothing.
You were living in Manhattan at the time,
and
right?
And Route 95 is impossible, impenetrable.
You were living in Manhattan at the time, right?
That's correct.
And commuting up to Stanford. But now you moved to Bergen County?
Absolutely.
And that doesn't have the same flaws?
My God, I live 6 miles from Manhattan. Inglewood has a real city, a real town, lovely restaurants. If I want, I can be in the city in less than 15 minutes or with an hour with traffic. It depends. And I still work in Manhattan. I work in Manhattan now, but the commute is a breeze.
Yes.
I get on the bus, and it's a breeze. It's an absolute breeze. It's a joy. I enjoy it so much more than living on the Upper West Side. And I lived across the street from Lincoln Center. It was a lovely neighborhood. But you know what? You get so much more for only 6 miles, and I really enjoy it.
Sean, thank you so much. Boy, this is a real tri-state smackdown, this one, isn't it? Jillian in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jillian.
Hi, how are you? I completely disagree with the previous caller. Stanford, excuse me, is a great place to be. He must have been there many years ago because it's a vibrant town with thriving restaurants, shopping, businesses. We really love having UBS here in Connecticut with us because they provide so much economic stimulus to the community. And a lot of these young people, they should be provided a satellite office in Manhattan because they're going to be coming back to Connecticut in 5 or 10 years anyway when they have children and they want to take advantage of our great school systems and our low taxes. So it's just a temporary need that they have. But when they turn 30, 35, they're all going to be coming up to be with us in the suburbs anyway. So I encourage UBS to stay. Stanford's a great, vibrant town, and I completely disagree with the previous caller.
Nothing there, though, for the 20-somethings to do?
Yes. I could rattle off a list of restaurants and shopping venues. There's a walking community where you can just walk and have lunch and cafes. There's a fantastic new library that rivals any of the other major libraries in the suburban towns. It's a great place to be. And so I think it sounds like your caller was in Stanford maybe 5 or 7 years ago when Stanford didn't have this vibrant revitalization that's really in full swing right now.
Thank you very much. I know when I was 25, I wanted to hang out in the library. But no, seriously, Jillian, thank you for your call. Steve in Stanford, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me. I love the show.
Thank you.
I actually just tuned in probably only about 15 or 20 minutes ago, but it just seems rare that a show such as yours with the audience that it has in New York would have something like Stanford as a topic of conversation.
Well, we have a big tri-state audience. We're always covering the region, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. I sort of want to piggyback on what the last caller was saying, that there has been a serious revitalization in Stanford, not so much as far as just like the socioeconomic structure, but as far as the appeal to a younger audience. And there's also sort of been like an artistic revitalization as well. I feel like it has one of the few historic theaters that's in Fairfield County. And as far as restaurants are concerned, or as far as something for 20-something-year-olds to do, Stanford in some respects is becoming almost a microcosm of New York. And I feel like it's also unfair to sort of think about Stanford as something separate from like the sphere of influence in Manhattan, because you're dealing with a city. I mean, granted, it's not really a city on the same scope of something of New York, but we are the sixth largest city in Connecticut. And it's not fair to call us a town, because the structure of Stanford and the population changes and shifts over the years as these additions get made, either artistically, either financially. And I'm not in the financial industry, but I have friends who are. And you can see, like, there are more and more opportunities to engage oneself in the community. And there's an appeal to Stanford that is separate from towns that are, like, further on the outskirts. And I think it's not fair to sort of consider Stanford as something that has become, I don't know, a hole separated from New York that is, you know.
Right, I understand your point. It is good to look at it as a whole region, but ultimately, you know, people are going to live somewhere and they're going to work somewhere. And for that individual, their sphere of influence, if you want to use that term, is not the whole region. It's kind of that nexus of that area between work and home, or those two locations primarily. But you make good points, Steve. Thank you very much. A lot coming in on our comments page on this, by the way. Good discussion breaking out there. If you want to start this and continue it even when we bring on Dan Abrams and go to our next topic, Meg from Stamford writes, lived here 13 years now, so husband could commute to Manhattan. Found Stamford isn't well-managed city. Found Malloy, now our governor, to be tone-deaf to anything but development. We will have Dan Malloy as a guest, by the way, on Wednesday's show. UBS has brought great restaurants, writes Meg, a good real estate market, but also the horrible Trump high-rise that doesn't fit the city at all. Jason from Manhattan says, no public transportation in Stamford. Hopefully Bloomberg will give them a tax break to come back, meaning the UBS leaders. And on they go from there. Let's take another call from Stamford, and it's Jody. You're on WNYC. Hey, Jody.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I've lived in Stamford for 5 years. And in the entire time I've lived here, I have not met one person who works at UBS or RBS. In fact, I see the trains pulling in with tons of workers coming from somewhere else to work here. And it seems like all UBS has done is given, I would say we gave them a lot of tax breaks, so it's raised our homeowners' taxes for nothing.
Do you think that they miscalculated? Do you think that, and of course, I don't know what the real stats are in terms of where UBS employees work. Is it all people commuting from Manhattan or whatever, or at least the younger workers who they're concerned about attracting, you know, or where they really live? But do you think they miscalculated? Do you think there was too easy an assumption that people will choose to leave the city if they can make good money outside of it?
Absolutely. I don't know why anybody would want to leave the city to live in Stamford when you're young and you don't need the suburbs. The food in Stamford is not there. There aren't that many good restaurants in Stamford. I know a lot of callers have called in and said, oh, the restaurants are great, the food is great. I have yet to find a really good restaurant that I want to go back to. The parks are kind of dirty and a little bit shady. I really don't see what Stamford has to offer anybody, especially somebody who would commute from the city to work at UBS.
Why did you move there 5 years ago?
Because we wanted to live in the suburbs to start a family. And believe me, we were considering moving somewhere else, but then the housing market collapsed.
Right. So you're exactly in the category that our caller Jillian from Fairfield was talking about, that, hey, you know, maybe when you're 22, you don't want to live there, but you're all going to come here anywhere, anyway, or somewhere like it when you're 35, 40 and raising a family.
I wouldn't say is the best choice. I would pick somewhere in Westchester County or somewhere else in Fairfield County. Stamford has all the trappings of what is becoming a bigger city without all the good things you like in a big city, such as really awesome ethnic food, you know, pockets of decent schools. It's kind of like, I think Stamford is an anomaly. It's pretending to be a big, vibrant city, but it's still kind of caught as a suburb of New York City.
Jody, thank you very much for your call. And thanks to all of you who called in on this from Stamford and from elsewhere and who posted on our comments page. You can keep that conversation going if you want at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And we will, by the way, have Governor Malloy on Wednesday's show. He, of course, was the mayor of Stamford until he was elected governor for 14 years. So we will follow up. I have a feeling we may play a clip of Jody's call for Governor Malloy, don't you? Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, ABC legal analyst Dan Abrams with his new book that argues that women are better at lots more things than men. Stay tuned. Oh, including being a hedge fund manager. Stay with us.